Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. So we have a busy show today. Apparently the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and public health officials might consider changing the 10-day isolation and let people come back to work if they have mild COVID symptoms, only if they're vaccinated. So we'll talk about what makes sense and what doesn't make sense in terms of going back to work if you got a cold, a flu, or COVID. President Biden, he might have COVID now. He's waiting for his PCR test. Still working, but we're going to find out if President Biden has COVID. I hope he doesn't. I don't want anybody getting this if they don't have to. Apparently, $100 billion in COVID relief funds have been stolen in terms of fraud. We knew a lot of people were taking advantage of the system. We're going to talk about that. Uber drivers are getting carjacked, not just because they're going to areas that could be bad. Is these calls are fake, and they're trying to goad and trap drivers into going into esoteric places for delivery, and that delivery was a fake delivery, and then they jump the guy or girl and take the car. So we're going to talk about that. Tesla is under now a lot of heat because apparently people can play games while they're riding in the car, right? When they're supposed to be driving the car. And the U.S. Army has two possible vaccines that could cover all the variants. The Army doesn't mess around. They're like, we're not going to wait. We're going to make a vaccine that handles the variants. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. And I'm not too busy to celebrate my 25th anniversary. Hey, I've been married 25 years. 25 years ago, today, I got married to Corey. All my friends lost their bets. I don't even know what the odds were. I know there was a spread, and I know there was some sort of, I think the going rate was 2 weeks, you know, maybe 2 years, but everybody lost their money, and here we are, married 25 years later, and I was even worried, because you know what is, I mean, it's me. You know, and I knew the sex wouldn't be able to keep somebody around for 25 years. And I think we've all established the fact that I am no expert in the bedroom. I think, you know, I'm not the one to ask. Although, anybody wanted advice on under the cover, lights have to be out, and wait till I shave my legs sex, this is your place. But in terms of, yeah, that wouldn't have gotten the credit for any of this. But, you know, I was in medical school. And in medical school, you don't really own your life. You can't, at the time, in the 90s, you couldn't really, take time off and think you're going to come back easily. And so I had 2 weeks vacation that year. 2 weeks. And so I had to get married, plan the wedding, get married, do my honeymoon, and then get back to work before we match, and then we move to wherever they tell you to move. And so, it was pretty military. I mean, it was pretty, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this, we got to leave for the flight, we have to, you know, and I thought that wouldn't be the, you're a princess and you get, you know, taken off and ride off until Rivendell with, you know, Viggo Mortensen. And, you know, I thought that's the way it would always be, even though Lord of the Rings wasn't out yet, but, you know, the fantasy was always there. And it wasn't. It was, you know, you're in medical school, you only have X amount of time if you're going to get married, you know, and before he sobers up, you got to do it. And so I was worried that the mechanics of it all was going to hurt the marriage. You know, but then we lasted a week, and then we lasted 2 weeks, then we lasted, and it just kept working. I know that being married 25 years is a rarity right now. And I don't blame people for not being married that long, because I understand people grow tired of each other. People, you know, realize that that's not, you know, who they want to spend the rest of their life with. Sometimes people just grow apart. And so, you know, there's really two choices. You know, one is realizing that you made a mistake and or it might not have been a mistake at the time, but you want to move forward. And then the other is, well, I'm going to stick with it and, you know, try to make it work, come hook or crook. Those are the options that some people have. And then you have where I'm at, where I'm like, yeah, I mean, we got bad days. Right? I mean, we got bad days. We get sick of each other. But they're not deal breakers. You know, he's still the best husband I could have ever imagined for. I love him to death. You're there for me. I'm there. I mean, it's the best partnership I could have ever imagined. And I think when you're kind of in that group, but then you have those fights, we don't really teach married people how to fight. We don't teach married people how to address issues. And so, you know, I think we should. I think people need to learn how to fight, and we've spoken about that on the show. Because, you know, let's say he gets on my nerves. You know, do I tell him, look, you know, I'm sick of your butt, I can't be dealing with your butt, you know, we're done. Or should I say what's really honest? I go, you know, I don't think the next few minutes are going to be really, really good for us. So I'm going to let you calm down, I'm going to do my thing, and then let's kind of recirculate, come back and talk about this in 5 minutes. Nobody says that. I don't even say that. But that's way better than I'm done, we're getting a divorce, and now I'm going to double down on that. So, you know, another thing that I've learned is, you know, men don't like to be told they were wrong, even though they're wrong a lot of times. So women are wrong, too. But when Corey's wrong, I mean, he's wrong. You know, I like to say, you see, I told you so, or I like to prove I was right, not because I want to win, but because I want to avoid the 20 minutes of discussion or any future fights. But look, I was right then, I was right then, I was right back then, and I'm right now. So when I say something, just let me take the easier path and just go with it. But it doesn't work that way. So rather than telling somebody, look, I'm right, or I told you so, I like to show the references. I'm like, look, I could be wrong, but this is where I'm getting my opinion. Here's my source. Take a look at it. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. You know? Help me, hubby. See if maybe I'm misinterpreting this. He takes a look at it. He's like, huh. Yeah, but the source is wrong. Fine. But that's way better than saying you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Now, I'm no angel. Trust me. I've told him he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I told him he's wrong. You know, I've told him to get the hell out of my face. You know, and that's not a proper way to fight. And, you know, you'll do that because sometimes you're just tired. But you know, to make that decision of we're done, I mean, it really has to be, you know, do you have more bad days than good? You know, will you be better off without that person? And for me, the answer is hell no. I love my husband, and I can't wait for the next 25 years. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who's our producer today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so Dr. Fauci was on an MSNBC interview, and he had given his opinion on what people should do for Christmas. And one piece of advice he gave is to maybe disinvite those who aren't vaccinated for COVID. Nah, I know. I'll tell you what he said, and I'll tell you what I think, okay? Because that's usually how it goes on this show. All right, so Dr. Fauci is the top U.S. expert on infectious disease, has had a lot of criticism, many people calling for his firing. I look at it as, you know, he's got this tough role. You can't be a doctor and in politics and on TV and try to make everybody happy. It's not going to work. So what he said in an interview with MSNBC is, quote, "We're dealing with a serious enough situation now that if there's an unvaccinated person, I would say I'm very sorry, but not this time. Maybe another time when this is all over." And he suggests that you say that. I know some of you guys are writing that down going, oh, great, we can make sure the in-laws don't come into town. yeah, it's a serious time. We don't want you exposed. Maybe don't come. So, you know, as a doctor, he's not, you know, in terms of a pandemic, you know, if Ebola was around, I would say that if there was Ebola. But the big miss with all of this, and I just don't understand why Dr. Fauci isn't one of the leaders on this, is why isn't anybody saying, look, have you had COVID? Do you have any antibodies? You know, if you have antibodies and some sort of immunity, you'll probably be safer. But if you're a virgin to this, and who's a virgin now after 2 years of COVID? Now, we're going to have a lot of people, vaccinated people carry the virus, right? The masks don't seem to be doing what they're doing. People are going to be drinking, kissing the dog. You might get exposed. Nobody is bringing up, you know, do you have immunity? Nobody's allowing those tests. I mean, we're doubling down on the at-home COVID tests, which are nice, because I would really like you guys to test. If you're COVID positive, great. Problem is if you're negative on the home test, I can't believe it. I don't know how sensitive they might be. I mean, if you're positive, that means you're positive. But just because your at-home COVID test is negative, you could have done it wrong. It could have been too early. And I'm hearing so many people where it's their third or fourth COVID test, and they're like, oh, yeah, now it's positive. Well, you know. So, I mean, Christmas, that is the biggest holiday of the year. And you are going to tell people that they cannot come and be in your circle and celebrate with you because they didn't get a vaccine. Meanwhile, they might have gotten COVID twice, have immunity. It just doesn't make sense. Like I told you, when they were firing nurses and medical staff who have been with the pandemic and working in the pandemic since day one, to hire somebody like me who got vaccinated 11 months ago, how is my immunity better than theirs? Did anybody check? Did anybody do a blood test? No. Nobody wants to go there. They don't want to go there, and the reason why is, one, is expensive. Two is, we all probably have some sort of antibodies. And then, unless the tests are quantitative instead of qualitative is yes or no. You got the antibodies or you don't. Quantitative is how many antibodies, how much of your titers. Do your titers hit a certain threshold? They could do that. They can make a test. That's what we do with the MMR. When kids have to go to college and they don't have their vaccine card, we'll run their MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and we'll look at all their titers. If their titers hit a threshold, boom, they're fine. They don't have to revax. So my recommendation to Dr. Fauci, and again, I'm not trying to criticize him or defend him, is once you tell people to uninvite people for Christmas, okay, one is, have you ever tried that? Not easy. Number two is, you probably have people that are going to be less immune at that table than those who might have had it twice and have natural immunity. So you might want to think twice about, you know, I get it. Many unvaccinated people are in the hospital, and we don't know what their immunity was. So let's start figuring that out. Okay, when are we going to start looking at immune tests? 2 years, most of us have been exposed to something. All right, just saying. So now there's this push to limit the 10-day isolation, which is fascinating to me because it kind of shows that the U.S. government is realizing that we're going to have to approach COVID very similarly to the way we've approached colds and flus, and or even pink eye. So with pink eye, we don't allow kids to go back to school until the redness is gone and they stop having discharge. They could still have pink eye. They could still spread it. But we don't want a child out for 5 to 7 days. So after a day or two, if the redness is gone and the discharge is gone, they get to go back. With the flu, once your fever's down and you're feeling better, you get to go back. Could you still be spreading flu? Yep. But to keep people at home for 7 to 10 days, was it practical back then? Same thing with colds. There's colds all the time. People are sniffling and coughing. Nobody would go to work. So what the White House is noticing now is because of the labor shortage, when you say, sorry, you got isolated for 10 days, or sorry, you got isolated for 14, nobody's coming back to work. And maybe the NFL gets credit for that. Baker Mayfield had to miss the Browns game, which, by the way, I bet on the Raiders before, and then they canceled my bet. So I'm thinking I won the other day, and they're like, no, we canceled the bet because the game got moved. Well, I should have been paid. Anyway, so all of a sudden with the NFL, you have these players that can't play, and now all of a sudden they're like, well, maybe we should change a 10-day isolation. Yeah. So Joe Biden's chief medical advisor says now the White House officials are mulling over the 10-day isolation. They say reducing the time frame is being discussed. This is according to Dr. Fauci. If you get a healthcare worker who's infected and without any symptoms at all, you don't want to keep that person out of work too very long, particularly if you get a run on hospital beds and a need for healthcare personnel. So what they're basically saying is the rules can change. These rules that we had to live by, that were strict and set in stone, that forced closures, that are still forcing businesses to completely fall apart. Businesses are decimated. If they don't have staff coming back, they can't be open. And there's no funds to help them. Finally, the government's like, okay, wait a second. Looks like this 10-day isolation and 14-day quarantine. You guys get the difference. Isolation is when you're sick. You have to isolate. Quarantine is where you have to, you quarantine yourself because you were exposed and they want to watch to see if you get symptoms. So isolate is for the I'm sick. Quarantine is where they're questioning if you're going to get sick. That's how I remember that. Does that make sense, guys? The quarantine's for 14 days. The isolation's for 10. So somebody gets COVID. I think I had COVID. I think I was sick for one day. I had a fever, lost my taste, wanted spicy food, felt better the next day. Tested negative for COVID, but I mean, probably still could have been, because again, day one or two when you test might not show a positive. And so, I mean, do I go back to work? Do I still stay home for 10 days? And that's the other mistake people are making. People are getting the fever, the body aches, all that. They take an at-home test. It says negative. They go right to work, even with the fever. And you're like, you're not supposed to go to work with a fever. All of a sudden, 3-4 days later, they're still feeling bad. They take another COVID test, and now they're positive. So the what's happening is people are coming to work sick anyway. People are spreading COVID anyway. People are lying. Vaccinated people are spreading it. Unvaccinated people are spreading it. So the only thing these rules do is keeping the good rule-following people away. Yet, COVID is still being spread by non-rule followers. So then what's the point? All right? We have got to get our medications that we could use to treat COVID. We have to relook at ivermectin, fluvoxamine as other adjuncts to the fight. We have to get better vaccines, ones that could cover the variants, so that if somebody is at work and they are standing next to somebody who's vaccinated and could be spreading it, or standing next to somebody who's lying about their fever, or standing next to somebody who's lying about their at-home COVID test that they only rubbed on their cheek and they didn't rub in their nose, that person still has a pathway to hopefully not die of COVID, either with their vaccine, either with their medication and adjuncts, either with their N95 mask, or their ability to say, you know what, I want to work from home. That's really how this is going to have to go. But when nobody's following the isolation rules correctly, now, you know how many times I'll hear that somebody is out because they have COVID, and then I see them the next week in another city without a mask. Nobody's staying home that long. So if they're not doing it and they're spreading it anyway, then maybe we need to rethink the rules. Trust me, I don't want anybody coming to work sick. You know, if you have COVID and you still have a fever, you really shouldn't be at work. But if you are better and you don't have a fever, then it's probably going to follow like we did with cold and flu. Not ideal, but it doesn't work the other way. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to edge downward, President Biden says, "I did that." The president touting his administration's response to rising gas prices over the summer.
I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, gas prices are coming down, more than 10 cents a gallon nationally.
Republicans have criticized President Biden's decisions to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and reverse many of former President Donald Trump's policies aimed at keeping oil production in the United States and keeping us energy independent. A new poll finds wide mistrust of Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. 64% of respondents say the government should be doing more to regulate big tech companies. You're listening to USA Radio News. The NHL is officially announcing its players will not participate in the 2020 Winter Olympics in Beijing, the league citing its regular season as being materially disrupted as COVID cases rise and games continue to get postponed. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman saying 50 games already have been postponed through December 23rd. Olympic participation is no longer feasible. Bettman went on to add, the league looks forward to Olympic participation in 2026. Jurors in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial have one more day to reach a verdict before Christmas. The jury returning to the Manhattan courtroom today to decide Maxwell's fate. She's accused of helping convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein recruit and abuse girls. Epstein committed suicide under suspicious circumstances in a jail cell 2 years ago while awaiting his own trial. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if something's not going to get done and not going to get done right, when do you get to do it yourself? Well, apparently the U.S. Army and researchers at Walter Reed are doing just that. If our vaccines are not getting updated like they were promised, and we keep getting these variants coming through, U.S. Army's like, we're on it. So Walter Reed Army Institute of Research has announced the development of a vaccine, actually two vaccines, that is supposed to be effective against all COVID and SARS variants, even the one from 2002. And researchers are expected to officially announce the completion of the vaccine in coming weeks. This is supposed to be a super vaccine where rather than it being rather than it being more genetic material based, it's going to be it's a nanoparticle vaccine that, and it's a little complicated on how they do this, but it allows much more flexibility in terms of the spike proteins and the changes that the spike proteins have, such that they could have the face of this particle, this nanoparticle, be antigenic, produce an antibody response to a whole slew of mutations. So the vaccine is called the SPFN nanoparticle vaccine. The second vaccine is a RFN vaccine, or a SARS-CoV-2 spike receptor binding domain ferritin nanoparticle. And these target, the second one targets a smaller part of the coronavirus spike protein than the more larger one, the SPFN vaccine. Where they're at, though, however, and I mean, this isn't going to be anything that we could get now, is originally they studied it on mouse models, then they studied it in primates. We are now going to the human clinical trial phase. And remember, it's been kind of difficult for them because to find somebody who's a virgin to COVID that hasn't been vaccinated with the mandates and the strict rules, and to try to find somebody that hasn't had COVID is pretty difficult. And I mean, and in fact, that is a problem with the mandates, is you've mandated, you've caused people to be so in fear they'll lose their job that we kind of lost out on some people who might have wanted to be a part of this clinical trial, you know? Duh. And the average person that has evaded the mandate and have refused to have anything injected into their body is probably not going to be the most likely candidate to, you know, want to be guinea pigged for the new vaccine also. So, you know, at least they started this on primates and now they're going to move to clinical trials. So is it a one-shot dose? Is it a two-shot dose? We're being told that the SPFN vaccine is currently formulated as a two-dose vaccine given 28 days apart. So you get one shot now and then you get another shot a month from now. Look like it provided amazing immunogenicity in mouse models. So this vaccine will differ from others because they have a soccer ball shaped protein with 24 faces. It allows scientists to attach the spikes of multiple coronavirus strains on different faces of the protein. Now, I don't have a picture of it, but I did find something from a couple years ago, a study where they were working on these soccer ball. You know those toys where you kind of have like a hexagon and then you have these old little sticks and you connect the hexagons and then by the time you're done it looks like a soccer ball? That's exactly what this is, with 24 faces. So that allows a lot of flexibility. So according to study authors, they said, we've developed and evaluated an adjuvanted SARS-CoV-2 spike ferritin nanoparticle vaccine in non-human primates. High dose, 50 micrograms SPFN vaccine given twice, 28 days apart, induced a Th1 biased CD4 T helper cell response, elicited neutralizing antibodies against SARS wild type and variants of concern, but also, which is significant, the original SARS from 2002. Now, why is that important? Well, because somebody leaked the original SARS-CoV-1. That's according to Singapore Health Ministry, where the first SARS outbreak in 2002 was a lab leak. So that virus is still there. And with histories of lab leaks coming out of China, whether it was on purpose or by accident, you'd think you might want to protect yourself against that one too. They said these potent humoral and cell-mediated immune responses translated into rapid elimination of replicating virus in the upper and lower airways and lung parenchyma of non-human primates following a high-dose SARS-CoV-2 respiratory challenge. They also found, by the way, that you know how a lot of damage from COVID could last or could be caused after the infection? They found this prevented that as well. They say the immune response elicited by SPFN vaccination and resulting efficacy in non-human primates supports the utility of this as a vaccine candidate for SARS-causing beta coronaviruses. So these guys are on it. I and gals, I'm impressed. I think people might be a little bit more excited about something like this because it doesn't necessarily induce somebody's genetic code or genetic material. Now, you know, people are wondering, well, wait a second, why wasn't this done 2 years ago? Well, I'm not exactly sure. If there was issues because, well, you know, we bought all the Pfizer and Moderna drugs. That's going to, you know, that we're going to give them their shot. We're going to, you know, use what we bought. But this sort of technology does take a while, and I don't mind. I don't mind if this one came after. I know a lot of people are upset they had to have any sort of vaccine that could have manipulated anyone's genetic code. I don't believe it deliberately manipulates any code based on the way it's done. The cell's only supposed to make spike proteins from the genetic material introduced into it. But I understand how people are, you know, how do you know 100%? You don't know 100%. So I get that. I appreciate that. I get that. But if we don't have a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine against the variants, it's about flipping time we start to make one that does. And remember, what is the long-term plan? The long-term plan is to approach this like colds or flu. And what do we do with the flu? Well, what we do with the flu is each year we change it up. We change a vaccine. If this allows that ease to change the vaccine and say, hey, guys, for those of you that want it, here it is. And it's updated, and it's a new formulation, new and improved, but it's only the spike protein nanoparticles. That makes a heck of a lot more sense. It'll make people less nervous, as long as they're not allergic to the adjuvant. And these adjuvants also boost the immune system. You know, sometimes they're needed because they got to wake up your immune system as well. You know, your immune system might be like, well, I'm taking a nap. What's this? I don't know. There's some spike proteins. It's not going to hurt you. It's not a real virus. All right, let's go back to sleep. So you need the adjuvants in there to go, guys, something's here. Get to work. Get to work. Get up. I forget the song. But anyway, you know, the military, you know, get up on your feet. And so then, okay, what is this? Okay, we got this. All right, guys, let's get to work. And that's how I kind of look at that. I know that might not be the best analogy. So they're very excited. Hopefully this works. As of now, we're at 51 million cases, 800,000 deaths. One of you had asked, are we sure those 800,000 deaths are all COVID? I can't say we're 100% sure with any of it. Remember, the counting was wrong in the beginning. They said, look, if it acts like COVID and sounds like COVID and walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. However, much research has come out saying we underestimated the number of deaths. Many people that never made it to the hospital that were dead at home might have never gotten counted as a COVID death. So there's a chance that for a lot of the misses or a lot of the over-diagnosing of COVID, there was probably a lot of under-diagnosing of COVID. And as I told you, if somebody had a heart attack, how do you tell if it was a COVID-induced heart attack or just a regular heart attack? So, all right, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's another challenge that's going on online, and it's going to sound like there's a challenge every day because I think people are really discovering TikTok and they're finding what makes things tick on there. But I do not advise this challenge either. And we're seeing videos of somebody's destruction in a workplace after they get canned. And then they post and they go, this is what I did. Oh, yay, good for you, yay. And you're like, oh, gosh, no. In fact, there was one. I'm not sure what location this was, but apparently somebody got canned from a restaurant, and they started throwing stuff all over the place, but they were hitting coworkers at the same time, which is assault. And they were throwing plates, throwing things. They made a whole mess. They caught it on tape, caught it on video, caught the pictures, and left. So you as an employer, you as a coworker, you're in a lot of, I guess, danger if you have somebody who doesn't take a firing that well, remember in Roanoke, there was somebody who had worked for a TV station. He had gotten let go. A week or two later, he decides to gun down a reporter and her photographer during a live interview because he was mad. And so we speak about this a lot because employers could put other employees at risk. And some employers, they can actually fire people in a whole gamut of ways. Some very well thought of, some ridiculous. And it, you know, based on how you fire somebody, that could kind of make or break that somebody, you know, becoming a lunatic and completely trying to wreck up the place. Sometimes it doesn't matter. You could do the nicest, most smoothest sort of, you know, termination of your work relationship, and they'll still go crazy. But I notice a lot of bosses just do it wrong, you know, and it all depends on what their intent. So if you have a boss that wants to embarrass you, you have a boss that wants to kind of do you in and want to hurt you, that person is going to pick up on it. And that person is going to be like, all right, you're going to get yours. And so if you're an employer, just hold back that desire to strike or to, because the average person who gets attacked is going to want to attack back. That's just in the nature of things. They're animals. So if you're like, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to fire him. I'm going to fire him good. I'm going to let everybody know he got fired. This guy is done. I am kicking his butt out. Take deep breath. You might be mad. I get it. But be smart, because they could cause more damage when they leave. You have some bosses that want to march you across with security so everybody can see. Okay, well, that's actually fun. You could then actually have a lot of fun with that. You could video. You could be, you know, hey, there's a lot of fun you could have with that. But again, bosses want to do that because, you know, they think they want to get you. And so you need to have a approach that, because it's not just about you, but it's also about your coworkers. Now that we know that employees or ex-employees will come back and gun down coworkers, because I think the coworkers are responsible for them getting fired, you're putting your other employees at risk. And you gotta be smart about it. And the fact that now people are, you know, if they're gonna get fired, they're gonna post it. And they are going to post their damage of what they've done. So what is the best way to do it? So whenever I had to let somebody go, all right, one is you don't want to degrade them. And if they did a crappy job, okay, you don't want to lie, but you also don't want to tell them you did a crappy job. And so I would have conversations, and luckily I never had an ex-employee try to wreck the place or do us in or whatever. Because again, I mean, we let them go as nice as we could. But let's say it's just not working out and that person stinks. You know, sometimes what I've done is I've said, look, all right, you know, this could be on me. You know, we needed somebody that might have been a little bit more experienced, but that doesn't mean you don't have a place here. Now, get more experience. These are the positions we have, and this is the position you could really probably fill. But I need, you know, we need you to, you know, take blood pressures correctly. We need you to follow through on the abnormal mammograms. These are kind of things that, you know, that this clinic needs. I think you're going to get that experience. It just, I don't think you're going to get it here because this, you know, it hasn't worked yet. But please stay in touch with me, you know, and I will write a letter of recommendation because these are what you excelled at. And I give them what they excelled at. The patients liked you. You were so friendly. You showed up to work. You're a fantastic employee. It's just, we really, really need the accuracy with the blood pressures. Not anything, you know, that's going to come with practice. Now, maybe they still laughed and still gave me the middle finger or whatever, but it was a heck of a lot better than this isn't working out, sorry, leave and rip off the bandage, you know? Another thing is, you know, you could always, if it is a money issue, tell them that. You know, people think their bosses are rich, that they're playing golf, that they're drinking it up, that they're, you know, having, because again, you know, people don't usually post on Facebook that they're eating Top Ramen to save money. Have you guys ever seen my Top Ramen pictures? Well, I think I might. I love my Top Ramen, so I'm proud of it. A 10-cent dinner is fantastic. But the average person doesn't do that. What they'll do is they'll post the one picture when they went out, you know, to eat fancy time. So you think, all right, well, you know, that person's rich, that person's whatever. So you could say, look, you know, this is where we are with money. I'm not asking for sympathy or whatever. I know you got, you know, we all have issues right now, but we just can't afford your position anymore. We want to because you're good. You're good. We just can't. It's just not financially making sense. And we have to make cuts, and I hate that it has to be you, you know, and hopefully if things change, we can have you back. And, you know, here's your severance or here's your, you know, we'll do whatever you need to get unemployment, you know, until you can find a new job. And we'll even, you know, if there are any, if you need any assistance with that, let us know. I've helped people find other jobs. So, you know, there's nicer ways. Now, if you have somebody that really, really sucks, that stole from you, that actually stole, did drugs, assaulted somebody, you know, at work, you have every right to fire their asses. You do, and you should. You should. But then you need to make sure that they aren't in a position where they can hurt anybody on their way out or hurt, you know. So that is where you want to make sure that they get walked out. And after it's done, you know, don't necessarily parade them through. I understand people, employers want everybody to know that they fired them so then they don't get sued from the other employees, because if an employer doesn't fire somebody who sexually assaulted somebody, they could get trouble. I get all that. But you could always do an internal memo saying so-and-so no longer works here. But that is where you have to make sure you either have security or you have somebody that, you know, that can transition that person out without them causing damage. And so having a security guard being there, I think, is a very, very smart move. And I think it allows you to know there's that safety, and it does protect the other employees. It's not easy. Firing somebody is not easy, you know, and I hated doing it. I hated doing it. But again, being a boss, you can't be their friend. You have to put I have to put my patients first. If my patients were at risk or if my other employees were at risk, I have to make a choice. So just know that this challenge or this trend may pick up, and there are going to be a lot of after holiday firings because there was seasonal work. So when they say sorry, and if that person didn't have a good time at your work, they could, you know, and that's one final thing, another point I want to make. Don't be a crappy boss, all right? You know, a lot of these people, they bit their tongue. They hate their job, but because they're getting a paycheck, and then the second that paycheck's done, they're like, you know what, now I can tell you how I really think. Don't be that sort of boss, you know, where they hate their job, or they hate, and again, you got some people out there where there's nothing you can do, nothing you can say, and they're going to hate you. But, you know, make sure it's a better work environment. 1-877 Death Valley, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.